Hello, it's Ed Gamble here from the Off-Menu podcast that you're currently listening to. I am on tour now. The show is called Hot Diggity Dog. Make sure you go and get yourself a ticket. I'm probably coming to a town near you if you live in the UK and Ireland. And Ireland, Dublin and Belfast. Do go to edgamble.co.uk, buy yourself a ticket, and I'll see you for an evening of Hot Diggity Dog.
Hot Diggity Dog!
Thank you, James.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Welcome to the Off Menu podcast, opening the dry roasted peanuts of conversation, digging in the fingers of humour, popping them in the mouth of the internet, and licking off the dust of podcasts.
That is Ed Gamble. My name is James Acaster. We own a dream restaurant.
Because you get dust on your fingers and invite you lick it off.
A guest in every single week, and we ask them their favourite ever starter, main course, dessert, side dish, and drink, not in that order. And this week, our guest is Lily Allen.
Lily Allen, brilliant musician, actor, all sorts, multi-hyphenate.
She's done it all, and we're very excited to have her on the podcast, very and much. Especially excited because she's got a TV series out now, a comedy.
A Sky original comedy, no less, Dreamland, also starring Freema Agyeman. Fantastic cast in this thing. Kyle Smith-Bino's in it as well.
You're very good at promoting stuff. You saw that I was flagging there.
Floundering as per.
Yes.
But here I am.
Yes.
The hero
doing a professional
of the piece.
Job.
Gabby Best is in it as well.
Yes. And
also
it's written on it.
Yeah.
Gabby Best is our hero.
Gabby Best our hero. The best, Gabby. Very excited to speak to Lily about this show.
Yeah.
She's also got a play coming up soon.
No big deal.
The Pillow Man. You know, she's busy. What can I say? But she's carved out some time to come and speak to us about her dream meal, James.
Yes, which we appreciate very much. However, even though we appreciate it, if Lily says a secret ingredient, an ingredient which we deem to be unacceptable, we will have to kick Lily Allen out of the dream restaurant.
We're booting her back into the streets of LDN.
And this week, the secret ingredient is...
Apples.
Apples. Now, there's a Lily Allen song called Apples.
Every time someone comes in who's had a music career... We always praise the gods when they have a song that is simply called a foodstuff.
Yep, and then we can do that.
Yeah.
So what I'm going to say, rather than apples as an ingredient, we'll go for just apples.
Apples.
An apple.
Yeah, if it's a course.
Yeah, if Lily wants an apple as a starter, dessert, side dish, whatever.
Yeah. I mean, quite frankly, even if that wasn't a secret ingredient, if someone said apple, they're getting kicked out.
I think they would deserve that.
Yes. For sure. But I hope she doesn't say it because I'm very much looking forward to meeting her and chatting with her, James.
Yes, as am I.
This is the Off-Menu Menu of Lily Allen. Welcome, Lily, to the Dream Restaurant.
Hello.
Welcome, Lily Allen, to the Dream Restaurant. We've been expecting you for some time. Hello, Lily.
Hello.
Very excited to have this conversation with you, but also, do you want us to flag up to the listeners that you've just eaten a lovely pastry and that your stomach might be rumbling?
Yeah, I have digestive issues and I just really ate a delicious, it's Danish?
I think, what would you call it, Benito? It's for your birthday.
General Scandi.
General Scandi pastry. General Scandi. I have had those things before. They're quite delicious. And whenever I see one of those... things I always get stuck in,
yeah,
and I went and ate it quite quickly. no plate, just with my hands.
Yeah, that's the only way to do it.
And I got in here and sort of forgot that I was going to be recorded and that my stomach does tend to make some noises. So prepare yourselves.
See, I'm a stomach noise guy as well, but it tends to be if I haven't eaten. So that'll be the approach to me eating something, and then that'll settle the noises. But this is just your stomach working through what.
Yeah, I'm actually really bad at. I don't really get hungry. It's when I see food, I'm like, oh yeah, I should eat. But I think that basically my stomach goes quite long like distances without eating, and then it has a little bit and it goes yes.
So the noises of the stomach celebrating essentially.
I love food, I love eating. Great. But I'm just not very good at remembering to do things, and I get up in the morning and I'm, you know, looking after kids and doing all and I just forget.
I'm waking up and all I'm thinking about is food.
Really?
I forget to do other things because I'm too busy thinking about food or eating.
Sometimes Ed doesn't come to this podcast because he's eating at home.
Yeah.
Has the stomach rumbles ever happened while recording a song in the studio, while on set filming something?
No, not. But I do make a habit of, if I've got a gig, I will eat lunch and then I won't eat anything until after I've performed. Because of that.
Yeah.
And also just being on stage, I feel like quite heavy when I've eaten. So, and yeah, as I said, I sort of have like died. I think I'm probably like intolerant to all the food that I really like eating.
Right, yes.
Do you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, I remember I used to drink oat lattes all the time. And then I stopped for some reason. Oh, because I stopped smoking cigarettes, and I usually have a coffee with a cigarette. So when I stopped smoking cigarettes, I stopped drinking coffee.
Right.
And then I started drinking coffee again. And the first oat latte I had, my stomach just went completely mental.
Oh, wow.
And I was like, oh, I think I'm probably not.
There's something not right here.
Yeah, I don't think oat milk agrees with me.
Yeah.
But I've been drinking it for years. Anyway. That's interesting.
What else do you think you're intolerant to?
You wait till you hear the stories I've got, mate.
But yeah, and then when I'm on stage, you know, because now I'm a theatre actress, I definitely don't eat before I go on stage either. But that's more of a ritualistic thing because I kind of like to go on stage and then people come backstage afterwards and we go out for dinner. So that becomes like a sort of ritual. Yeah.
If the character called for a stomach rumble, would you eat before you went on stage?
No. Because I think I would like to have fun with trying to make that happen on its own.
Yeah.
You'd hope that someone on production is in charge of that sound effect. But there may be a really dedicated actor who has to immerse himself in the role. It's like,
method.
No, this is my stomach or nothing.
I just think you can't make that with a sound effect. And like coming out the speakers, you need it to be localised to the actor's stomach, right? So you need to mic that up and go for it.
Or maybe put a little speaker in the jumper.
Yes.
Yes.
In the top, so the rumble comes from the tummy.
You're in the wrong job.
Yeah, I should be in sound design for plays.
I've often said you're the sort of guy who works backstage at a theatre.
Yeah. Many people have said that about me. Many reviews. This guy should be backstage.
Yeah, won't look you in the eye, and he wears his keys on his belt.
You're doing a play soon.
I am.
Of course, in June, you've got a play coming up.
I'm doing a play called The Pillow Man at the Duke of York's Theatre in London's West End. Very excited, but very nervous.
Yeah.
It's a very amazing play. And whenever I say to people I'm doing this play, The Pillow Man by Martin McDonagh, people often say, that is my favourite play. And I'm quite scared as a result of that.
Are you feeling the pressure?
Yeah. And also, there are so many lines. And I did a play a couple of years ago. And I had quite a lot of lines. I was the lead, but it wasn't nearly as like meaty as this play.
Yeah.
And I kind of struggled with that many lines. And this is like probably 10 times the amount.
Wow.
Yeah, he loves his dialogue.
There are like 7 monologues that are like 5 pages long.
Oh, fuck off. Come on, Martin, that's unreasonable.
But yeah, I'm really nervous about it. But, you know, it will either be good or it'll be shit.
It'll be good. I can feel it.
I feel like it's going to be good. Saw him at a wedding buffet once, that guy.
Yeah?
Yeah. He only turned up to the evening do. I didn't invite for the whole day. But Martin Madonna swoops in for the wedding buffet in the evening. I didn't say hello, but I looked at him. Hey, he looked at me.
He only eats fish. He doesn't eat meat, so he would have been eating fish at that buffet.
Everyone was saying it. Everyone was going, who's the guy who swooped in late and got all the fish?
McDonough sweeping in and grabbing all the fish.
Like a hawk. just coming in, gabbling all the fish. Wasn't talking, ironic, because I mean, how many lines he gives everyone else.
It's the first time I've heard this anecdote, James.
Well, it's barely an anecdote. I saw a man.
For you it is. But you're not just a theatre actor, of course, because you're in this new show, Dreamland.
Yes.
A Sky original.
Yes. It is a comedy drama, dark comedy.
Yeah.
About a dysfunctional family of mainly women. Actually, all women. I don't think there are any men in the family at all. Oh, there's a husband, but not any blood relatives.
It's so difficult for men to get parts these days.
It's really tough out there.
Quite a good fight, fellas.
It's very chaotic. It's about the sort of dysfunctional relationships and within this family and the, you know, all the sort of stuff that comes with that. And one sister played by Freema Agyeman, who is pregnant with her husband's baby. And then I don't actually live in Margate, which is where it's all set, by the way. Am I doing well explaining
this
so far?
Yes.
My character has been living in Paris and then comes to Margate. She's not very happy about it. She doesn't really like Margate that much. She also finds out that she's pregnant, but there is a twist.
A twist.
Yes.
You've got to watch to see what the twist is.
Can't say the twist.
Chaos ensues.
I'm very excited about it. There's a lot of writers on this who I'm a big fan of, and I'm very excited to see Gabby Best, Sarah Kendall.
You should be excited about Gabby. Sarah's terrible. No.
Yeah. Actually, that's a high time someone said that. All people need to do is listen to Sarah Kendall's episode of this podcast to know how terrible she is.
It's the most disgusting episode we've done in this podcast.
Yeah, she's revolting. She said that when she writes, her armpits just literally piss sweat all over the floor. So that was what she was doing when writing this.
You can't tell. No, it was great fun. I really, really enjoyed it. And I'd never done anything like this before. It was my first sort of foray into, you know, the dramatic side of television. Obviously, I've done other things with yours truly.
Yeah, sure.
Would I lie to you?
Would I lie to you? And Lily lied and I remembered it as a truth forever. I guess that's how good an actor you got to be, right?
Yeah, right.
If you can sell a proper lie on Would I Lie to You, you could act with the best of them. You could do a 5-page monologue.
Or you can tell McDonough that you did do it when you didn't.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Smart.
That's the way to use your powers.
Do you worry that some people are going to come away from the play and think everything you said was true because you're such a good liar and believe the actual life?
Well, again, I can't. There is a logical answer that would disprove that, but I can't tell you it because it would give away the twist.
But also do bear in mind, Lily, I know that was a terrible question from
Okay,
James,
good.
So don't you worry about that.
Just wondered if you were worried about it.
I'm not worried about it.
Okay, but let me make you a promise. By the end of this episode, you will have spilt the twist.
Okay.
That is going to happen.
Right, okay.
I'm going to get it out of Lily, the twist. We always start with still a sparkling water. So tell us, what is the twist?
Okay, that wasn't as subtle as you'd hoped it would be, James.
Still a sparkling water.
Then what's the twist?
Tell us the twist.
I would 100% or say always still because of the digestive issues.
Yeah,
and the bubbles would play havoc with my gut.
Yes, anti-bubbles.
Very anti-bubbles. Although sometimes I might have a cheeky Coca-Cola, but it will always repeat on me in some way.
So is that if you know you're not going to be in a situation where a loud stomach would be an issue?
Yeah, just friends and family.
I thought you were going with if you were going to be like alone or...
No.
Fine, friends and family can come over, stomach popping away.
Get the Coca-Cola out.
What, we've got ice in this water, lemon, lime, mint,
probably just straight, you know?
Yeah.
Don't love ice.
Room temp?
Yeah, room temp.
You a chugger or a sipper?
Sipper.
Okay. I'm a chugger. Big sips, they call me.
I've only drink water in restaurants, by the way.
I'm
terrible at drinking water.
I'm not a very
well hydrated person at all.
Because you forget, just like with the food?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry.
It's just boring.
But surely it's exciting to feel like you're hydrating yourself.
No.
I feel that. If I down a pint of water, I think, oh, great. I'm really doing something good for myself here.
Wow. Yeah, well, that is not really something that features in my life very often. I never really do anything to make myself feel good. Literally only the opposite.
I mean, I'm jealous. What? If you feel like that, like, it's like whenever people go, like, you know, when people are properly, like, if they're, like, addicted to something, it could be anything, you know, desserts.
Yeah. Just anything.
Cigarettes.
Yeah.
Whatever. And then they're like, well, you just got to replace it with something else. And they, like, replace it with exercise. I'm like, how have you replaced it with that? It's not as nice.
No.
Or as fun. But I'm really jealous when they are able to do that. And they're just like, yeah, I just run all the time now, and I'll do this. And they're able to, wherever I go for, like, a run, I just think, oh, I hate, absolutely hate this. I wish I was eating a chocolate bar.
Yeah, I kind of agree with you.
So if Ed's over there down a pint of water and go, I feel so good, I'm doing something so good
first
for
thing
myself,
I do every
like
day.
An Enid Blyton character.
First thing I do every day, down a pint of water.
Well
You've
done.
Immediately
well
done something
done
good
you.
For yourself. And then the rest of the day's downhill, you understand.
Right, okay.
But as long as I start on the water, then I still feel good about myself.
No, see, I like coffee... tea, yeah. Herbal teas when it's like, you know, I shouldn't be caffeinating anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Cheeky Coca-Cola. And I really like, I live in America, really, so I can't really get this, but I do get it shipped over sometimes. And then if friends come and visit me from London, I ask them to bring it. It's that Robinson's barley water squash with the peach flavouring one.
Nice.
So good. Yeah, That's the only thing that I'll drink to hydrate myself, really.
So, I mean... we've let people before on the pod for the water course do a little cheat and have a squash because it's essentially water that you're just adding something to.
Okay, yeah.
Would you rather have that?
Yeah, I will rather. Or any time I'd rather have that. Yeah.
How strong are you making it?
Not very. It only needs a touch.
Little touch.
They don't really have squash in America. Well, because I've put that stuff in my fridge and one of our... also, no need to keep it in the fridge, but for some reason I like having it in the fridge.
Yeah,
it's important.
But I have a nanny... and she had only just started working for us, and she
for a nanny, huh?
She. I have two children who are 9 and 10, and I have a nanny. I'm actually not too old for a nanny. I think I could do with one.
Yeah.
Anyway, she made some of this for one of my daughters, but didn't put any water in it. When I told her, you know, you have to add water, she looked at me like I was completely insane. She'd never
like
heard
whole,
of it before.
A whole glass of the
Yeah, I was like, you can't give that to my child.
Right.
That's too much.
How late was your child?
She didn't understand
that,
the concept of diluting squash.
That's
it's not
crazy.
Something that they have.
That's so dangerous.
Yeah.
Absolutely go to the moon. Drinking one of them.
I told you, I've said on this podcast before, I did that once at a roller skating disco. Downed a whole pint of it.
Squash. Oh my goodness.
Because I thought it was pre-diluted because it was a kid's birthday party. I was also a kid. Yeah. And I filled up a pint of it and necked it because I'm a glugger. Straight down. It was only halfway down I realised.
Grim.
50 million laps of the roller rink.
Yeah.
My tummy would be doing somersaults.
Yeah. It would have been the end. It would have been the end of the whole party, I'd imagine, if you had it.
Problems or bread? Problems or bread, Lily Allen? Problems or bread?
It's toughy, isn't it? And that's why you've asked it, presumably. Yeah.
The tough questions.
To try and get some sort of conversation out of it.
You're wise to our techniques.
I get it now. I mean... are there accoutrements that come with the poppadoms or the butter or
it's whatever you
know,
want.
The your... mint sauce or the mango chutney?
Yeah, this is your dream restaurant.
People have even, you know, had bread with other little things, charcuterie or whatever.
She's going.
She's off.
Should we give my stomach its own name so that we
can talk
to her as a separate person?
What
if
would you
she
like
starts
to call?
Yeah, I feel like it's your
yeah, I think it's weird. If
what
we
am
call...
I going to name it?
Yeah. If we do, it's weird.
Yeah, it's weird.
Well... okay, Nadia.
Nadia,
Perfect.
Nadia, the noisy stomach.
Yes.
Okay, Nadia's all right. She's just chilling. Poppadoms or bread? I think. Oh God. I mean, we're talking just in terms of this course. It's not like for the rest of my life I can only have poppadoms or only
don't
have
worry.
Bread.
No, don't worry.
Okay.
It's just before the meal. What do you want bringing out? I promise. For the rest of your life, you'll have free choice.
Okay.
You can have both.
That's such a funny thing to worry about. Like,
yeah.
What contract am I signing here?
I think...
It's a tough decision. It's like you're the twist in your play.
What
is it again, Bobby? What is it?
You'd be such a bad detective.
Yeah, you're terrible at this game.
I'm going to get you. I promise you.
I will have poppadoms and mango chutney.
Lovely.
Just the chutney?
Nadia.
No.
relax. Just Nadia, the mere mention of just mango chutney.
Some writer as well. I like the raw onion. Well, I'm pickle blows for Nadia. I love that Nadia likes different things to you.
Yeah.
What? We hate mango chutney. Why are you lying to them?
Oh dear.
Just mango chutney. You don't like the rest of them?
I do like the rest of them,
but
yeah.
You just want the mango chutney?
No, I will have the mango chutney and I'll have the little chopped onions mm-hmm. with what else is in it? Coriander, parsley or something?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. that's all in there.
Then lime pickle, right?
Yeah.
I'll have all of that. Sometimes the lime pickle's not very nice. Sometimes it's okay.
Depends. I could
take it or leave that, to be honest.
Really?
Yeah.
I used to
mint
never
sauce.
Go near it,
sometimes you have the little green mint sauce.
Yeah,
I like that.
Sometimes a really red hot one.
Yeah, I'll take it.
Yeah.
Do you want it on the sort of presentational spinny wheel they bring?
Like a sort of little mini Lazy Susan.
Yes, mini Lazy Susan.
I will have the mini Lazy Susan. Yes, please.
I love those things.
Yeah.
I think more food should be in those.
Yeah, all food.
Yeah.
Agreed.
I'd like to go to
Nadia.
And Nadia.
She's in agreement.
Lazy Nadia?
Yeah.
Oh, not lazy, actually. Very active.
She's very active.
Nadia. Yeah. Is there a place you've had the best poppadoms? If I was like going to get you the best poppadoms you've ever had, is there somewhere, a local curry house when you were growing up or something?
Not now in America. Sure.
I have to say, I'm not really that keen on like posh poppadoms. And, you know, at this stage in my life, I tend to find myself in curry houses that aren't posh, mm-hmm. and I'm quite disappointed in a posh poppadom. I prefer just like, you know, those ones that just disintegrate in your hand. And
yeah. When they're getting them out like a hot drawer
because
they've just been done ages ago.
Yeah. I'm a little bit of a, I don't know if I should reveal this about myself.
Is it the twist?
It's not the twist. I have a bit of a weird stipulation when it comes to fast food.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Basically, I can't really eat food if it hasn't been ordered for and made for me.
Hang on, in what sense?
Well, like, I can't go to McDonald's. I won't eat fast food like McDonald's or Burger King. And it's not because I don't like the taste of it. I do. But I just don't like I can't really deal with the idea that you order something and it's just being taken from a pile of food has already been made.
Yeah.
Okay.
It has to be some kind of intention behind it.
Yes.
For me. So I can't eat plain food because it also just come from a warehouse.
Yeah.
Can veer away from this if it's like in a vacuum, like I can eat a packet of crisps.
A banana?
I can eat a banana, yeah, because God made that for me.
Thank you, God.
He's a wonderful chef.
Yes.
So you think God's making individual bananas for the people who will eventually eat them?
Yes, of
course. God knows who's going to eat each banana.
Yeah. But I just can't eat food that has not... And I need to say, I would like that, and then someone make it, then I'll eat it.
Right, so it wouldn't work, say, if a McDonald's employee went and got the burger and went, this one's for Lily. That wouldn't help.
I mean, if I said, can you make it from scratch in front of me? And he went to the freezer and got out the patty and put it on the grill, then I could eat it. Because I can eat In-N-Out Burger in America.
Yeah, because they do.
Because you can see it.
And they do the fries.
And they do the fries live. Live.
Live
fries.
Live fries.
So, yeah. Okay. This doesn't make me sound like a very good person, does it? But I just don't.
No, I understand.
I mean, it's a sort of like quite anti-capitalist way of thinking of eating. I just don't. Yeah, I'm not really up for food mass consumption.
Yeah,
yeah.
And production of food.
Absolutely fair enough.
Also, fresh is best, right?
Also, it just plays havoc with Nadia.
Yeah, Nadia.
She
hates it.
Nadia needs fresh.
Yeah, I mean, is it made specifically for you, or is it made specifically for Nadia? That's the question.
Yeah.
I mean, I think it's got to suit both our needs. You know, it's got to tick both our boxes.
Yeah.
To go in this box.
Dream starter.
Does it have to be a traditional starter or could it just be a main course that I'm going to have for a starter?
Well,
I'm so on board with this straight away. Straight away.
Also, I'm a bit confused because there's this restaurant that I go to quite a lot, which I say quite a lot. It's only recently opened about 6 months ago, but I've been there a lot since it's opened whenever I'm in London. And it's called Dorian, and they have these delicious chicken liver parfait, which I think they must like squidge on through a sort of cake, you know, like with icing.
Like
it looks
icing
a bit
bag,
like an icing bag, yeah. Mm-hmm. And they put it onto, it says it's on a soldier. So, like, you know, when you had egg and soldiers when you were a kid, it's like that. and it's just on a piece of toast and it comes along. But it's not really a starter. It's almost like a pre-starter, but post-bread. So can I have that extra course?
Throw in a little canapé course.
Oh, this is a pre-starter.
This is a pre-starter.
Yeah.
I feel like
I love this kind of...
Because it sounds little, right?
And it's
more
little.
Just like a little taste.
It's so rich as well. Like, you couldn't have more than one, like, but it definitely wouldn't fill
like
you up.
Like a mousse bouche.
Yeah. Okay. So we've got that.
Yeah, we've got that.
So that's in the bag. A mousse bouche, you've got that.
Absolutely running rings around us already.
Yeah.
I met up with two friends recently from America. Mm-hmm. And as soon as I sat down with them... Huh?
Here he is.
Ew! La-di-da! As soon as I sat down, the first thing they said to me, they went, right, what would you say a row of soldiers is? Because they had clearly been having a debate with each other about Brits and what we say. And obviously, as soon as I said it, the lady of the couple, it's a straight couple, lady of the couple went, yeah, I told you I was right. And she was right. But then they told me the context that they'd had this discussion about was actually they'd watched a Bake Off episode and Mary Berry had said that she wanted all the crimping on the pastry to be like a row of soldiers. And I think Mary Berry would have been talking about actual soldiers of war.
Okay, right. What was
it's
the word?
It's another classic James Acaster story.
What was the word?
Huh?
What was the word, the row of soldiers?
Oh, I just said it would be when you have some toast and you chop it into long thin bits.
Okay, I thought you were talking about like a collective noun, like, you know, sort of argument of witches. Like, what would you call a row of soldiers?
Oh, yeah. What would you call a load of soldiers?
Platoon.
A platoon of soldiers.
Yes. If I'm ever, I once fantasized about having a...
Careful.
Okay, James, we've told you about this before. You've got to... This is a podcast, man. You can't bring guests in here and start telling them about your fantasies again.
This is
Charlotte Church all over again.
Oh, no.
Oh, man. Charlotte Church really ruined my life.
We love Charlotte Church.
Yeah. She was a fantastic guest. She's and then James said, you want to be in a waterfall?
Oh, dear.
Never live this down.
Charlotte called James a pervert immediately.
Oh.
It was fantastic.
What did you mean?
She wanted to have her water course from a waterfall. And she said, I want to hold the cup under the waterfall and have it. And I said, are you going to hold the cup under there or do you want to be under the waterfall like that? And I was not thinking like dirty, pervy, like wet T-shirt stuff.
At all.
But Charlotte Church, man, she...
went there.
She went there. She threw me in amongst it all. And everyone was like, that guy's a grubby little pervert. It's all people shout at me now in the street.
Okay, so what are you fantasizing about this week, James?
A toaster that has slots for soldiers.
That is genius.
That is a great
idea. You can
put
a whole platoon in there at once.
Yeah.
That is so clever. My daughter, Marnie, who's my youngest daughter, she likes to have two dippy eggs for breakfast before she goes to school.
Nice.
So I'm constantly making soldiers.
Yeah.
That is my morning routine.
How many soldiers for two dippy eggs?
I do like two quite big slices of sourdough and then chop them that way and then in half. And so there's quite a big mound of soldiers.
Great.
She doesn't really eat the egg. She just eats the soldiers.
Egg for you?
Actually, you know what? I do. When I drop them off and I come back and I'll have the egg. But I've recently realised that my cat likes the egg. And I've walked in on the cat in on the egg. So I've obviously come in before... and eaten this egg, and my cat's been in there.
You've eaten cat eggs?
I've been eating cat eggs.
Just to be clear, because you weren't like as detailed. It's like eating the egg.
My cat stands on the table and licks the inside of the egg, which I've left there after, you know, to go and do the school run.
Yes.
I've come back, not realised the cat has been in my egg.
Yes.
And I've then eaten the rest of the egg.
Lily,
and it's disgusting.
I understood that story.
Okay.
Absolutely perfectly the first time.
Okay, cool.
James, what did you think was happening?
Fucking the egg.
You thought the cat was fucking the egg.
Okay.
You
are a perv. They're going to be shouting at you on the street
again. You guys
again.
Have sent me down that grubby road. And then I was like, oh man, the cat's there. On top of the egg.
Bagging it.
That's a great idea, though, the toaster.
Egg?
No.
That's not a great idea. I'm ashamed of myself. Don't encourage it.
Oh, dear.
The toaster with the soldiers.
Yes. So we aren't actually on your starter yet, because we've got this mousse-bouche, which sounds delicious.
Yeah.
But the starter, is this when you're going to get a main course and change it into
a starter? Because this is the sort of thing that I go to, when I'm in London, I go to, I've chosen things from English places because no one's going to know what we're on. Well, you...
Sure.
Presumably people listen to you in America as well, right?
They do.
Just a bit, Lily, yeah.
Okay.
Howdy y'all for listening,
maybe,
by the way.
I should think about the American listeners, but I'm not going to.
Yeah, you don't have to.
Okay, I go to the gym in Knightsbridge, very fancy gym, and I really work up an appetite in the gym, as you do, because you go running. No, you go running.
No, I do go to the gym, though.
He does. Okay. He goes to the gym.
Yeah. Well, you know what it's like. You work out.
I was on the exercise bike last night. Texted him on the exercise bike. We text each other.
Okay.
Ed was at home watching us on TV.
Yeah.
That's Ed's evening.
Nice. I am going to the gym, and after I've worked up an appetite in the gym, I come out, and what is in front of me? Harrods. So I go into Harrods, to the food hall, and there's this little counter where they do chicken tikka wraps. I'm going to have one of those because they are absolutely delicious and they feel very naughty, mainly because there's nowhere to eat it. So you have to come out and then like find a place on the steps outside Harrods, and I'm in my gym gear like...
Great.
Putting all the calories back on that I've just lost.
Well, that's the joy of it, right?
And, oh, gosh, it's so yummy. So they make it in front of you, obviously, so otherwise I wouldn't be able to eat it.
Yeah.
And, yeah, you say, I'll have the chicken tikka, and then they'll have, like, a little pot of pomegranate seeds and a pile of coriander, fresh onions, fresh chilies, and you choose all the bits that you want, and then they chuck it in, and they wrap it up. I think they bung it in the microwave, maybe.
Nice.
And then, yeah, that's one of my favourite things to eat.
How spicy are you going on it? How many
chilies?
Pretty
spicy.
Yeah?
Yeah. Like, it's green chilies, so they literally, they usually pick up a few and sprinkle them, and I go, no more, please.
So they're always having to go back with your order.
Double dip. Double dip on the chilies.
Double dip.
Does sound good. And
Nadia.
It sounds like that's a starter.
Yeah, I think that doesn't feel like, it certainly doesn't feel like
it's not a
main
meal.
Course.
No,
for
sure.
I feel like starter is where it
also
belongs.
Also, I go to the gym in the morning, so it's mid-morning snack, which I think could be palmed off as a starter.
Yeah.
It's a precursor to lunch. So, yeah, why not?
I know what you mean about the whole, like, going to the gym and then just putting everything back in again.
Yeah.
I had a facial the other day and then got hammered.
Yeah.
Afterwards. Yeah. First time I've ever had a facial.
Really?
Had a facial and then got absolutely shit-faced.
Yeah, so just ruined your skin completely.
Yeah. Just put loads of beer in my head.
Yeah, in your face.
In my face and my head.
It's the weird thing about James. When he drinks beer, it just stays in his head.
Yeah.
Doesn't
even go. It's like a lava lamp.
Yeah.
What kind of facial did you have?
Hydrofacial.
Ooh, those are fancy facials.
I loved it.
Yeah, because it kind of... makes that noise.
Yeah. Sucking my face. And then I just went to sleep at one point.
Yeah, that happens.
Yeah.
That happens to me.
Just dozed off for a bit and then I woke up and then she told me off for everything wrong I've been doing with my skin. And then I went home.
Nice.
Went to my friend's 40th birthday party, got hammered, and now I look like this.
You look gorgeous, mate.
Maybe you should go back and have another facial.
Yeah. I'm like, well, she told me I'd have to go back, but I was like, I'm not falling for that trick. But you keep getting me here all the time. Forget it. Do you know what I mean? I'm not stupid.
I love those food halls.
They're so good.
I'll regularly just go and walk around one and not buy anything. That and Fortnum's and all of that. Just have a little stroll around, have a look at everything.
100%
with
you.
Go home again. Back on the tube.
Selfridges got one.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's a good one too.
Yeah, that's a good one. I've done some Christmas shopping there before.
Yeah.
In Selfridges?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then
all food?
I've been there to get wine for people before, and bits of food. I like doing little food hampers at Christmas.
That's nice.
Putting them together myself.
Oh my goodness! I've got a little story about that because I just moved to New York because my husband is from New York and we live there, and we moved into a new house. We've been doing it up for 2 years, and we have these neighbours next door, which we thought they're going to hate us because we've been making all this noise for 2 years. Anyway, they came over just before Christmas. With a huge hamper. It's a very old Italian neighbourhood, our neighbourhood. And we had like all green and red and white, like sort of streamers and stuff on it, and the cellophane on the outside. And we were like, oh, that's very nice. And they came in. I said, oh, come and we'll have a cup of tea. And they came in and had a cup of tea. And what they'd done was they'd gone around to all of the local little places, food places in the neighbourhood, and got us like the biscuits from the place that does the good biscuits, and the mozzarella from the place that does the good mozzarella, and all of the nice little Italian delicacies from around the neighbourhood. And they put business cards of each of the businesses and on the back the good things that those places do.
That is so nice.
It was the nicest thing that anyone could do. I felt so bad for having made so much noise. And then they're like, thank you. Thank you for moving it.
Thank you for the noise.
So sweet.
That is great.
What a great present.
Yeah, it's lovely.
Fantastic.
So it's exactly what you want when you move somewhere and you don't really know the neighbourhood. Yeah. It's like, now I know exactly where to go to get all the good stuff.
Yep. Try all these. See if you like them. Here's the best things ever. Oh, I mean, that's. I wish that happened wherever you moved to.
Yeah.
There's a real sense of community in New York, I must say. People really do take care of each other, as is evidenced by that act of kindness.
Just like in Kettering.
Sorry, what?
That's like in Kettering, where I'm from.
Oh, yeah. Right, Kettering, yeah.
Yeah. Don't live there anymore, though, do you?
No, everyone's horrible. I had to get out.
Didn't Lindsay Lohan have something to say about Kettering once?
Yeah.
Yeah, she did.
I seem to remember that.
She had a big problem with it.
She slagged off Kettering, didn't she?
Was that to do with Brexit?
Yeah. It was the night of the referendum results. And as they were coming in, Lohan was in London.
Right, okay.
Watching the results roll in on TV. And when it was announced that Kettering had voted to leave, she was just live tweeting it all. And she was like, I'm sorry, Kettering, but I've never even heard of you. Really slammed him. And then... the Kettering MP, Philip Hollabone, who's a Conservative MP and had campaigned for Brexit in Kettering and had worn a Union Jack suit in order to do that campaign. And then in Parliament, after it had been confirmed we were leaving, instead of going in and having a chat in the House of Commons or House of Lords, wherever it was, about what we should do next and moves next, he stood up and said, I think Lindsay Lohan should apologise to Kettering. So that's who's representing us.
Serious guy.
Yeah. He gets up, he has a bunch of jokes about Kettering being the most average town in the UK, so just does it down even more. And then he said she should apologise by turning on the Christmas lights.
Did she?
She
said she would, didn't she?
Said she would. She tweeted and said, I will do it. She said, contact me. This is the genius move.
Yeah.
She said, DM me, Kettering Borough Council, and we'll sort it out. And then Kettering Borough Council went to DM her, and they had to do a public tweet and say, Lindsay, I'm afraid we can't DM you because we follow you, but you don't follow us back. Mm. And it was like, that's a move from so fucking remember who you're talking to. I'm Lindsay Lohan, you're Kettering Borough Council. Don't ever call me out ever again.
Exactly.
So she didn't do it. And instead they got
Hugh Dennis.
Heather from EastEnders.
Oh, I thought it was Hugh Dennis that year.
No, it was Heather from EastEnders did it. And she, she went and really got the crowd going. But then they played a video. Lindsay Lohan did a video saying, hey, everyone from Kettering, sorry that I can't be there. But she'd put a funny filter on her face where she had flowers in her hair and stuff. She wasn't taking it seriously. She filmed it in portrait as well, which, that's real proper. You don't give a shit because it doesn't even fulfill the whole screen. And Heather said that everyone in Kettering was feeling really down about it after they got that video.
Yeah,
and she had to turn the lights on. And
just calling her Heather now.
Yeah, Heather from EastEnders. Yes. And... She said that in her head, when she pressed the button for the lights, it was going to be like Thunderbirds Are Go. I remember her saying that to me when I tried to make a documentary about this.
Okay. And, about Lindsay Lohan.
Yeah.
I can't believe I've actually brought this. You're like an expert on
the whole
thing.
Amazing that he didn't immediately respond with, I tried to make a documentary about this, and decided to tell the whole story and wait for this.
Well, I thought I should explain why I know how Heather was feeling.
So you've interviewed Heather?
Yes.
What's her real name?
Yeah, Cheryl. And she said that she was going to say, Thunderbirds Are Go and press the... She kept saying Thunderbirds Are Go quite a lot.
Yeah, because that's really stuck with
in
you.
In the chat. She kept on saying it a lot.
And, you liked that
Cheryl
bit,
Ferguson,
didn't you?
Yeah,
she liked that bit.
Yeah, I liked it when she said... She said Thunderbirds Are Go so many times, and I logged it in my head. But instead she felt quite dejected about it. But then the following year, I turned on the lights, you see. So it was
How did that go down?
It went down quite well, although I wasn't told I'd be doing it with some members of the panto, so that felt a bit...
Oh, that's annoying.
You know, not as cool. And the mayor.
One day you'll get to do it all on your own.
Yeah.
You'll headline that event.
Oh, can't wait for that day. That'll be really cool. Maybe me and Lohan. I wouldn't mind sharing the stage with Lohan if Lohan wants to come and do it. Although I don't think she should apologise.
We follow each other on social media. I could ask her if you want.
Ask her what she thinks.
About that Kettering promise.
Yeah.
Do you think you could follow through?
Yeah.
For once.
Go and do it.
would you be willing to stand on the Christmas lights if you were co-headlining with James Acaster?
Yes.
Do you know me and Lindsay Lohan got friendship tattoos together?
Did you?
Yeah.
That tattoo on your fingers?
Yeah, when we were very, very inebriated, I'd say. Must be... more than 10 years ago now, she broke me out of the Chateau Marmont Hotel at about 3 o'clock in the morning, and I had promo to do the next day. Mm-hmm. So they had security out front of my hotel room because I was very badly behaved in those days.
Yeah.
But she knew how to get out the back way. So she came to my room. We jumped over the fence at the back of the hotel and then ran down Sunset Boulevard to Shamrock Tattoo Parlor. And we both got this tattoo, which now says 1985. But that night it said, shh. I'm pointing at my finger, my index finger. Like... So it's like, you know that thing that you do when you say shush, you put your finger over your mouth. So I'm quite pleased with that. Me and Lindsay Lohan had matching tattoos. Then woke up the next day and the headlines were Lindsay and Lily copy Rihanna.
Oh dear.
And I was very angry with Lindsay Lohan because she had sold it to me as an original idea. She did not tell me that it was already existing on one of the coolest, you know, pop stars in the whole world.
Did she also claim that she was in the original Parent Trap?
No, but you know, I went up for that role.
Did you?
And that has been like a bone of contention between us.
Oh.
Yeah, because I would always like be drunk and be like, I could have been you. I was going to do the Parent Trap. And she'd be like, okay, whatever. Let's go and get a friendship tattoo. I'm going to make you look like a proper idiot. Rihanna's already got it.
We should get a friendship tattoo.
Yeah.
Here's a good idea. You can get one on your finger for when you turn on the Christmas lights that says Thunderbirds, I'll go.
Oh, that'd be cool.
That would be good.
But you would have to get the same one.
Yeah, fine. I like Thunderbirds.
Yeah.
Why don't you get 1, 2, 3 or 3, 2, 1 even?
Yeah, yeah, 3, 2, 1 Good. And then I can shout Thunderbirds, I'll go.
I'm sort of seeing the font because it used to come up on the screen. Yeah. 3, 2 Yeah, you I think that would look quite cool.
I mean, I'll get anything these days.
Yeah, yeah. It doesn't. Ed's tattoos are insane.
Yeah.
I've tattooed him.
Really?
I've tattooed him, yeah. I've given him a tattoo.
We went on the run for Celebrity Hunted and went to stay at my friend's tattoo studio and James tattooed me.
Oh, that's nice. I don't know what Celebrity Hunted is.
It's kind of like what you and Lohan did.
Okay.
But they film it. Stand up to cancer.
Sneaking out, running away.
Okay.
Why does it say 1985 now when it said shush?
Because that's the year that I was born.
But how did it change? You changed it.
Because I went over it. There were only a few different options that I could do because it had to be four characters, obviously, because it was S-H-H-H.
You can do that now.
And I went over it. Well, it hasn't done very well. It just looks like a blob on my finger with some dots after it.
Does Lohan know that you've changed it?
We haven't really spoken about it, but she has made contact recently with me. She wants to be friends again. I'm quite up for it.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact... You can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Dream main course. Otherwise, this is going to... We're getting on too well. That's what's happening.
Yeah.
Oh, dear. Does that happen often?
No. I've never liked a guest until now. The first time.
Normally, the episodes are 35 minutes.
Yep.
Yeah.
And that is too long between you and me.
My main course is going to be from a restaurant, probably my favourite restaurant in London. It's called The Afghan Kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
And it is on Islington Green. It is delicious, that restaurant. And my favourite thing... I mean, answer me this. You obviously... It's kind of like a curry in the sense that you have rice, sort of like a chicken dish, and then some vegetable dishes. So am I allowed the vegetables to go with this?
Yeah. I think so. If it all comes together
it's a one course. Okay, yeah. So I'm having chicken and yogurt from the Afghan kitchen with rice, moong dal, which is lentils, but looks a bit like mashed potatoes, but red. So delicious.
Great.
And pumpkin and yogurt. And it's like stewed pumpkin, but they're like big chunks and they hold their shape with this sort of, I don't know, sweet, yummy sauce all over it. And then it comes with some yogurt, which you dribble over the top. I cannot tell you how delicious this food is.
It sounds
you really need
amazing.
To go there.
Yeah. I've never heard of it, I don't think.
I've nearly been there so many times because I've been past it a lot near Angel.
When you go there and you have it, I would have, they also do this bread with pickles, but we've already done bread, so obviously we can't really go into that. Also very delicious. You'll go there and you'll eat and it will be one of your favourite places you've ever been and you'll think, why the hell didn't I do this 10 years ago? Because it's sad. You've done yourself a disservice, really, from not having gone there already.
I'm pretty bummed out about it, to be honest.
Well, you should be.
The guy there that owns it and still does all the cooking is this guy called Habib. And it's based on Islington Green. I don't know if the bus stop is still there, but right outside the restaurant is the bus stop. And when I was a kid, I used to get that bus or go stand at that bus stop to get the bus to school. Quite often I'd have forgotten my travel card and Habib would always be there opening up in the morning and he'd give me money for the bus.
That's nice.
Yeah. He's That's lovely. A good dude. He's really, really one of the sweetest, most kind-heartedest people I've ever met. And that was like 30 years ago. He's still there making the same five dishes every day. Twice a day. That's
we gotta
why it's
go,
so
man.
Delicious. You've got to go there.
And afterwards, we don't even have to sort out transport home.
No, Habib will sort us out.
Just tell him I sent you.
Yeah. Come on, Habib. We know that you do this for people.
I'm not sure he does it for everyone, you know?
No.
We can't go in there and ask for a free meal and say, oh, I've forgotten my travel card. It doesn't even make sense.
Oh, my bad. We can try. If you don't ask, you don't get.
You could say Lily told us that when she forgot her travel card, you would give her some money for the bus.
Yeah. So.
And he'll go, yes, but that was 30 years ago when a travel card cost £1.80.
Yeah.
Now they're £7.90.
The little girl couldn't get the bus to school.
Yeah, and also you can tap it on your debit card.
Also, she was really sweet.
Yeah. Also, she was a child and not two grown men who've clearly decided they're going to do this before they arrived.
No, but do say I sent you and he'll be very happy.
Chicken and yogurt.
Chicken and yogurt is my favourite thing. They also do lamb and potatoes, but I like the chicken and yogurt with the moong dal. There's a dish called Sarah's as well, which is like kidney beans and chickpeas and potatoes. But I'm not going to put that on there because I think I'm being a bit greedy and I have had a chicken tikka wrap already. So
sure, you've teed it up with that.
Actually, I've also had chicken liver. I've gone very chicken heavy.
Very chicken
I've got
heavy.
Chicken for every course.
But you're eating you're eating beak to tail here. You're having the full chicken.
Full experience.
Yeah.
Do you want it all to be from the same chicken?
Interesting.
Or does that make it weird?
No, I don't think it makes it weird. I think it's weird that we would, like, that's also something I find strange is when people order like a bucket of wings and you think like not one of those wings has come from the same chicken. Not one.
How do you know?
Well, just probabilities. Like, there's if we're talking about from KFC, the likelihood of the same chickens, two wings? Yeah.
Yes.
Got two wings.
Wow.
I'm playing, this is like, would I lie to you? I thought that there were four wings. Till today, I thought the chickens had four wings.
It is two wings,
it's
as
two
far
wings,
as I'm aware. Yeah.
I don't fucking know how many wings a chicken's got.
I think anything
could have a little secret wing under his big wings.
He could have secret wings, for God's sake, James.
I've not studied chicken anatomy.
Yeah, I think outside of a dragonfly, pretty much everything has wings has two, right?
Yeah.
I don't know, you're asking the wrong person.
Sure. I've gone bold there, but I'm pretty sure dragonflies have four, right?
Right.
Nothing has one, because then it's flying in circles. So I think everything else has two. In your dream meal, you have it all from the same chicken, maybe.
Mm.
Okay, it's liver pre-meal.
It's going to need to be... how many breasts does a chicken have? No, joking.
Charlotte Church asked me that.
I do prefer breast meat to dark meat. And I'm hoping that my chicken tikka wrap is going to be breast meat, breast heavy, and that the chicken yogurt in, from the Afghan kitchen is also breast heavy.
This is the dream meal, you know.
I'm hoping it maybe spread over one and a half chickens, maybe two.
Yeah.
Okay. Nice. Fair enough.
I don't know if I could eat four whole chicken breasts in one meal, though.
You don't think so?
That's like bodybuilder stuff, isn't
Nadia
it?
Would go mental.
Nadia would not be having that. She'd be kicking off.
Dream side dish, then.
Does it have to go with this?
It's up to you. If you're fine with things not going together and you just eat what you like and it doesn't matter if they go together or not, that's fine. Whatever you want, your dream side dish.
I mean, I'm sitting in a restaurant and this is all happening on the same day in the same meal. So I don't want something that's really going to clash with this.
Sure, because... but some people do. Some people don't mind that.
Some people just go, they just want their favourite of everything and they don't care if it goes together. Other people want the whole meal to go together.
Cauliflower cheese.
Now, I'm interested, was that decision based on it clashing or going together?
Absolutely doesn't go together. No. It's just the,
It's delicious though. I think cauliflower cheese goes with most stuff.
Yeah.
I make a roast dinner every week and the one thing that tends to rotate weekly, usually it's chicken, but sometimes we'll have beef. But Nadia just needs a little massage.
Yeah. Lily's massaging her stomach.
That's Nadia to you.
Sorry. This sounds weird.
1 week we'll have cauliflower cheese and the next week we'll have cheesy leeks.
Great.
Mm. There always has to be a cheese component.
Yes.
Is what I'm saying.
You need that creamy cheese sauce on the roast. But cauliflower cheese is your favourite out of the...
Yeah.
Do you dread cheesy
leeks? From a restaurant, I really like... I sound like such a twat. I sometimes go to the Ivy because I'm, you know, when I'm in the theatre land. Uh-huh. They have cauliflower gratin, which is cauliflower cheese.
Yes,
But
breadcrumbs on it and stuff.
Yeah. I like that a lot. And it's a side dish there.
That's instant. Upscale, getting the breadcrumbs on it. Mm. I love cheesy leeks. You just made me think about how much I love cheesy leeks. Now I want cheesy leeks with breadcrumbs and stuff.
Well, if you're ever in New York,
yes,
you may come to my house on a Sunday. I shall make you cheesy leeks.
Great.
Just the cheesy leeks?
No, you can have the rest of the roast too. I'll give you more cheesy leeks than everyone else.
Oh, yeah, thank you.
And we'll bring a hamper with all the best produce from Kettering.
Yeah, that'd be lovely.
Oh, yes. Weetabix? End of list.
I love a cauliflower cheese when you get the spoon and then you lift it up and there's a stretch. There's clear cheese in there.
Yeah.
None of this. Some people don't put enough cheese in it. It's called cauliflower cheese.
Well, that's more of a thing of the cheese on the top, though, right?
Yeah.
Because the cheese in the sauce shouldn't really stretch.
Mm. It could, though.
It could. But it's how much someone has sprinkled the cheese on the top level will
and how much
determine
cheese
the
sprinkling
stretch
on the top for your cauliflower cheese.
I'd say probably like quarter of a
block.
A block, yeah.
Oh yeah. All right.
I would have thought you would have gone half block, so you have like double layer, so that the cat can get the first layer, and then you've got your one underneath. You know, because that cat can't be trusted.
My cat hates human food.
Ed's cat is very fussy.
What kind of cat is it?
Siberian. Hmm. He's beautiful.
Yeah.
He's beautiful.
My cat is beautiful. It's a he, but she's called Priscilla.
Uh-huh. Right.
Well, we bought her thinking she was a girl. We sold her as a girl because I went to the cat breeder and I was like, I want a girl cat. And they said, oh, yeah, here we got a girl.
Yeah.
So I took her home.
Oldest trick in the book.
6 weeks later, she had a gammy eye. And I took her to the vet and the vet said, this cat is male.
Oh, my God.
What's her vibe?
She's amazing.
Yeah.
We love Priscilla. She's honestly like, I didn't think I was a cat person really. I've always had dogs. And then in the new house, we've realised we had rodents, big rodent problem in New York. And I went on all the blogs and everything and said, what am I going to do about these rodents? Because I had the exterminators come around, they put the traps out, blah, 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 blah. They came around a month later, still had the droppings everywhere. And I was honestly beside myself and I thought, I've got my dream house. I'm not sharing it with rodents.
Yeah.
And all the blogs said, only thing you can do, cat.
Yeah.
I still was like sticking with the exterminator thing. And then one of my kids called me and said, we just seen something the size of an avocado scurry into the doors with a big long tail. And I was like, that doesn't even sound like a mouse. That sounds like a rat. Yeah. And the next day
really says a lot about their upbringing.
Yeah.
It's the size of an avocado.
Mum, it's the size of a chicken tikka wrap from Harrods.
Anyway.
Yes.
And I found myself in a Uber going to the Bronx to get a cat.
Straight away.
I was like, this is not
rat catcher. Yeah. And Priscilla catches the rats, done the job?
Never. We've not heard anything from rats or mice
That's
since.
Amazing.
Gone. Completely gone.
So they just go. So they don't even have to catch them.
No, and everyone's like, oh, well, she doesn't look like she'd do anything. It's like, they don't, the rats and the mice don't care. They just smell her. They're no, I'm not coming in there.
Are you worried now, though, that the rats won't be able to cook you nice food like in Ratatouille, since we're talking about food?
That has kept me up, actually. Yeah.
Your dream drink.
Did you wash your hands?
Yes.
We are in a restaurant.
I did wash my hands.
Staff must wash their hands.
And dried them.
The very clean boy, aren't you, James?
Very clean. For the listener, I went for a wee.
Yes.
That's why I was asking if you washed your hands. Yes.
It's not for the listener. That's not an extra feature you can get, James.
I do it for the listener. If they pay enough, I'll go for a wee. Your dream drink, Lily. Your dream drink.
My dream drink. Well, I am a recovering alcoholic, so I'm going to say an alcoholic drink.
Okay. Yeah, there's two ways that was going to go.
Not for the first time on this podcast. This
I'm going to say Hendrix gin.
Oh, no.
Lily just closed her eyes. Her mouth just dropped open.
Hendrix gin and tonic with a bit of, like a swirly bit of cucumber.
Mm. Nadia's crying right now.
Nadia loved the gin.
Yeah.
It was all her fault, actually.
Nadia just Nadia just screaming, Thunderbirds are go.
Yeah. It's like, Thunderbirds are go!
So I'm going to say alcoholic drink because that is my, would be, I don't really dream about it. But sometimes it's actually less the alcohol part of it, it's the taste. Like I miss that particular drink a lot. It's quite thirst quenching.
Do you just ever have like a normal tonic water with the twist?
Tonic water doesn't do it. Sometimes there's this stuff called seed lip, which is like fake gin. And that does the trick sometimes. Yeah.
That is the thing. Like, alcoholic drinks are delicious.
Mm-hmm. Some of them, yeah. Some of them are disgusting.
Some of them are disgusting. But man, this is another boring thing. No, I just want.
Here we go. you won't find a lot of interviews you say, here comes another boring thing.
Here comes another boring snippet.
I'm so boring.
You say you wish you could drink them but not get drunk.
Yeah. That would be. If anyone else goes, what would your superpower be? Never get drunk.
Tipsy, though.
Yeah. I like being tipsy.
Yeah, we all like being tipsy.
That's a sweet spot. Why Hendrix gin? Why is that the best gin?
That's a great question. I think it goes well with the cucumber. It's like quite classic thing. My ex-husband introduced me to it.
Mm-hmm.
It's often like the nicest one you could get in a pub, right?
Fucking idiot. Sorry, what?
Yeah. I saw that. I as you said my ex-husband, there was this glimmer in your eye. You suddenly like start twitching. And I was like, could tell you were about to be like, may he burn in hell? Or whatever. Like, something was going to happen.
No, he's fine. Bless him.
Also, there'd be a lovely edit option there where you don't mention your ex-husband and I say, it's often the poshest one you can get in a pub, and you just go, fucking idiot.
Yeah. We arrive at your dream dessert, Lily Allen. Very excited to hear.
Yes. Having said that I don't like fast food, that is sort of related to savoury. When it comes to sweets, and I guess this I'm going to say is my dessert of choice because it is delicious. Mm-hmm. I get it from McDonald's when my husband goes to McDonald's, but it's not the same, I don't think, because it comes out of the machine.
Okay.
Soft serve ice cream with a chocolate sauce.
Oh, so I thought we were going down to McFlurry Town.
No.
Yes.
Just soft serve. You're chocolate sauce.
Not a fan of the McFlurry? No one's ever chosen McFlurry.
No.
I do like a McFlurry, but I don't. Yeah, it's just the classic is where I'm at. Mm-hmm. Especially after had quite a heavy meal.
Yeah.
Don't think we really want to overcomplicate it. I was going to say banoffee pie, but I think it's just a little bit heavy and there's too many components.
Mm-hmm.
Nadia's not happy about that choice. Yeah, she likes the soft serve.
The simple, classic soft serve with what sort of chocolate sauce? Is it like a proper chocolate sauce?
Like chocolate sundae sauce. It's just like hot chocolate sauce. Like,
Not the syrup stuff.
Proper chocolate sauce.
Like chocolate fudgy sauce. Yeah.
From McDonald's.
From McDonald's.
How are you feeling about that, James? You're our resident dessert buff.
Well, obviously I love it. I mean, I think my dog's got a few shout outs on the podcast before, but never for dessert, I don't think.
Hmm.
People like the apple pie. I do like the apple pie.
Do they even do that anymore?
Or do they not do it?
I think so.
Is it gone?
They surely wouldn't get rid of that. But they wouldn't do them specifically for you fresh, would they? They're coming out.
That's something from my youth when I was not so fussy.
The hottest thing in the world.
Yeah, gosh. Yes. When I was, a really hot one of those would take your mouth off, like your tongue was, oof. Excruciating. That's why I sort of feel like it might be not adhere to like health and safety standards. Is that why we Brexited? Was to get the get rid of the crispy apple pie.
Yeah.
Red tape.
Finally, we can make it 1,000 degrees. Stop all the bureaucrats reducing the temperature of it.
Mm. Are you saying your husband gets you this from?
Yeah, well, it tends to be when we do like road trips and they get drive through, and that's the only thing that I can eat because I really enjoy it.
Yeah, but everything else you like.
But everyone else will eat, you know, food, and I'll eat that. Me and Nadia eat that.
Yeah, you have your cup of ice cream.
Yeah.
And that's your favourite soft serve. So if you went to anywhere, like, is there nowhere else that competes? Like, a Mr. Whippy, is it not as good?
I think it's just that because it's McDonald's, there's like a consistency to it. Not consistency like this, but like as in it is consistent.
It's the same everywhere.
Yes. Yeah, you just know what you're getting. I don't know, but I mean, I suppose 99 Flake, it's just not the same, doesn't feel like it's the same sort of soft serve.
Mm. Yeah.
It's a different texture, maybe?
Does it feel different?
I don't know.
In America, maybe.
Maybe.
Sometimes these things feel different in America rather than in a cold British.
I think the ingredients are different as well. I think there's more.
I forgot to finish the sentence.
Sorry?
I forgot to finish the sentence and then I just said park too late. So sorry about that.
Park?
Yeah. Cold British park is what I went for.
Yeah. That's nice.
Yeah.
Before I read your menu back to you, favourite McDonald's character?
Favourite McDonald's character?
Yeah, you know, you're the character.
Or McDonough
you're
character. It's me! That was your way of getting the twist, wasn't it?
Did you know the Hamburglar was in the Pillow Man?
That is the twist. The Hamburglar did it at the end.
No! Shit!
Sweet dream! Hamburglar's there.
Favourite character of McDonald's?
Yeah.
Isn't there just Ronald?
No, the Hamburglar.
Hamburglar, Grimace.
Grimace, the big purple guy.
I honestly don't know what you're talking about.
What?
No. I did not engage with this particular part of culture when I was a child.
Madonna, what if Mike Madonna did have a chain restaurant called Madonna's and it was like all of his...
all of his characters.
What do you think it would be like?
I'm going to pitch it to him.
What kind of food do you think it would serve? Fish, obviously.
Lots of fish. Lots of blood and gore.
Yeah.
Everywhere.
It'd be pretty gruesome, wouldn't it?
Yeah. Dead donkey.
Yeah, finger.
Yeah. Dead cat in one of his plays.
You brought up the donkey.
Sorry to everyone. Rest in peace to that donkey.
R.I.P. Jenny.
R.I.P. Jenny.
Poor Jenny.
What a way to end this episode.
McDonough's.
This episode dedicated to the memory of Jenny the donkey. Water. You want Robinson's barley water. Peach flavour. Quite weak. Pop-noms or bread. Pop-noms with all the dips. Then you want an amuse-bouche. Chicken liver parfait with soldiers from Dorian. Starter. Harrod's chicken tikka wrap. Main course, chicken and yoghurt, rice, moon dal, pumpkin and yoghurt from Afghan Kitchen. Side dish, cauliflower, gratin from the Ivy. Drink, Hendrick's gin and tonic with cucumber. Dessert, soft serve ice cream with chocolate sauce from McDonald's.
Got to be pretty happy with that.
Classic.
That's it.
Feel good about that?
Three chicken courses and a McDonald's ice cream. Why not?
I think it's the first time we've had... within the space of one menu, Harrod's and McDonald's.
Yeah, there you go.
So that's pretty good. You're running the full gamut there. I love it.
It's very me.
Yeah, right? Yeah, I think people could look at that, not know it's you, and go, I think that's Lily Allen's menu.
Yeah, a bit high-low. Yeah.
Thank you very much to you and Nadia for coming to the Dream
Restaurant. We'd say it's a pleasure, but we'd be lying. This is just work for us.
Yes.
Not enough of our guests are honest about that.
Just work. Not for us.
No, not work at all.
Well, we don't get paid. We never have.
There we are, James. The off-menu menu of Lily Allen.
What fun.
What fun. What a fun app.
We just had a laugh, man.
We just had a laugh.
That'll get edited down quite severely, I think, because we were... We were chatting for a while.
I mean, I don't know if this will be edited out, but there was a moment where you went, we're just all getting on so well.
Yeah.
Which puts a lot of pressure on the guest, I think. If anyone said to me, hey, we're getting on really well,
yeah,
I'd then probably overthink it and not get on with them.
Well, this explains a lot in my life. I say this to a lot of people, this kind of thing.
I James just think is still like learning social skills and social cues and things like that. But
one day at a time, man.
One day at a time. You're doing very well, mate.
Thank you.
That was a lovely chat. I thought you did very well.
Yes.
Lily was wonderful.
Yeah. Lily didn't say apples. So we didn't have to kick her out.
Thank the Lord. You should go and watch Lily's new show, Dreamland. It is a Sky original comedy. It's on Sky Atlantic or on the streaming service Now. Co-starring Freeman Agyeman, Gabby Bears, Kyle Smith-Biner, an amazing cast of people. Go and watch it. It's all set in Margate. As Lily said, she's also doing a play that starts in June in the West End of London, The Pillow Man, written by Martin McDonagh.
Duke of York Theatre.
Very excited to see that as well.
Let me know the twist.
Yes. I was hoping she was going to pick a martini, James, and then I was going to say, with a twist.
Brilliant.
But she's a recovering alcoholic, so she picked gin instead.
Yeah, yeah.
We've been sent some things, James. We like to do a little shout out if people have sent us nice stuff.
Kitty's Kits, for example.
Kitty's Kits. This is wonderful, isn't it?
It is great. Kitty is a very inspiring figure.
Yes.
Her and her father have started up this company where 100% of the profit from each of these are baking kits that they can send out, so you can learn to bake at home. And there's little books that they've made that talk you through how to make, it's a dough loaf, focaccia, pizza, flatbread, all sorts of things.
And it seems to be pitched at sort of all ages, really, James.
Pitched at all ages.
Which is what I need when it comes to baking.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I need someone to speak to me like I'm five.
Yes.
So that I can actually make it proper. And 100% of the profit from the kit goes towards their Breducation project, where they give free kits and bread classes to different communities, from schools to prisons to food banks, because we all need good bread.
We do all need good bread. That's when so lovely to send us some.
Really lovely to send us some. And Kitty, you know, congrats. You've achieved more with your life than we have. And you are a lot younger than us.
Yes, a lot younger. Do go and check out Kitty's Kits if you're more interested in finding things out about that.
Kitties.kits on Instagram, kittieskits.co.uk.
Lovely. Bonjour. We also got sent some macarons, James.
Merci.
Merci to Mademoiselle Macaron. That's not part of my joke about speaking French. She's called Mademoiselle Macaron.
Yes.
And they had all pictures of us on it and stuff.
Put our faces on the macaron, which I don't know yet who's going to eat. Which face?
We've been sent some wine, James. Some canned wine from the Canned Wine Co.
Oh, very interesting.
You know, canned wine's getting better and better, man.
It is indeed. I mean, we had some at the plosive Christmas party and it was very nice.
I don't think I did.
This is 2 years ago.
All right. Also, some other wine we've been sent from Famille Le Perrin, James.
Ooh.
Rhone Valley, Southern Rhone Valley. I love a Rhone.
Do you? I didn't know you loved a Rhone.
I do love a Rhone. So I'm excited to try some of the Famille Perrin wine.
Thank you for the wine.
Thank you for the wine, merci. Also, to compliment the wine, we've been sent some beer.
Tartarus beer.
Some lovely craft beers from Yorkshire, courtesy of the Tartarus people.
Thank you very much, Tartarus, and sorry for Ed's comments about your puddings.
What?
Yorkshire puddings, he doesn't like.
Oh, I see, Yorkshire puddings, sorry. I was trying to Tartarus, what sort of pudding is a Tartarus?
Tartarus puddings. Oh, yeah. An apple Tartarus.
Thank you very much for listening. We'll see you again next week. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Crunch, crunch.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This message comes from BOF sponsor eBay. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee. And you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, or sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly. eBay gets it. So look for the blue check mark next to that thing you love. And be confident that every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is checked by experts. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Hi, I'm Lucy Beaumont.
And guess what? I'm Sam Campbell. If you enjoy, there's another podcast just coming out. Oh, no, the podcast is out now.
Yeah. If people have enjoyed Off Menu, will they enjoy Lucy and Sam's Perfect Brains? I don't know.
There's a bit of crossover. We talk about a couple of food issues. We talk about cutlery, and that's near food. We reckon it's out now. Not soon, it's now.
Is it on all the platforms?
Oh, it absolutely is. If you like James and if you love Ed, you might get a kick out of this. But yeah, again, no pressure. But this one's out now. Lucy and Sam's Perfect Brains.